This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Rich Sheevens with us, and he asked me what some of my thoughts were. Well, you know, if you think about January 6th, some people visited the White House. They weren't squatting. They just were visiting, right? And what happened to them? They got arrested. They're in the clink. And some have been prosecuted. And it was considered quite serious by the government that these people were visiting the Capitol. Let's look at what happens when someone actually moves into your house. So they say that if the house is uninhabited, squatters have rights. They can just move right in. And then you can't get rid of them. Isn't there a separate laws for whether you visit the White House or the Capitol versus what would happen if you were visiting, let's say, a government building, literally visiting, you know, on a tour, and they say, okay, visiting hours are over at 5 o'clock, and you're there at 5:03. Do the police come and grab you by the arms and throw you out? I think that's what would happen. However, with squatters on our properties, it seems like the government has rules to protect the squatters. I mentioned many weeks ago that what would happen if your place was squatted on? And what would happen if you decided to go visit a bar, you know, out of character for you, right? You'll visit a bar and you talk to the bouncer and you say, hey, listen, y'all want to have a party? You can have it at my house. And you can bring some of your friends. Now, we have to have an agreement. You're not going to trash the place. But there's some people in my house right now that don't belong there. So if you can convince them to leave, you can have the place for the evening and have your party. Don't break any laws. Don't break any furniture. Treat it with respect as if it were your property, but you can use my house for the night, but we've got some people that shouldn't be there, squatters. So if you can get them to, if you can convince them to take a hike, you can use the place. What's happening is that under the Biden administration, specifically, the rules keep changing. The rules keep changing so quickly, no one can figure out what to do. Nobody can figure out what to do. Literally, nobody can figure out what to do. Businesses can't plan. The authorities don't know what to do. We don't know what to do. Nobody knows what to do. We're ripe for takeover, right? Doesn't that sound like what's happening? Well, let's talk about apartment buildings. I used to be a landlord. And I learned how it works. And what you can do is you can buy, let's say, an eightplex, meaning eight apartment buildings or eight apartment units in one building. Let's say it's a frame building, a wood frame building. So it's a box and it has eight doors on the inside, four on the first floor, four on the second floor. So you walk in through the main door and then you either go up the stairs or you go to your apartment on the first floor. All the doors are inside. You have a balcony, you can look outside from every apartment. And then a squatter moves in to one of those apartments because it was unrented. And then the squatter brings friends and friends. And pretty soon it's noisy. And pretty soon it's not pleasant anymore to live there. And the landlord, the owner, can't get rid of the squatters because the police the authorities, the courts won't help. So what happens with the tenants that are already there? What would you do? What would you do if you were a tenant in one of the seven other units and the squatters move in? And they're playing games and having parties, and you can smell dope in the hallway, and some unsavory types are there. And you just don't feel comfortable anymore, right? So what do? You move out. So you move out of unit number two, and now you have unit number two vacant for more squatters. Pretty soon the whole building is squatters, right? Who wants to live there? Now, what happens downstream? Does the landlord who was charging, and here's how that works. So let's say the guy buys an eightplex, and he figures he can charge $1,000 a month rent. So he's going to get eight times $1,000 a month income. And his mortgage is, let's say, $9,000 a month. So the rent of 8,000, 1,000 times eight tenants, is $8,000. And he's got, the mortgage is $8,000, and the tenants ultimately pay, let's say, $9,000. So he's got enough money to pay the mortgage every month should the units all be rented, and he's got $1,000 for maintenance and repairs. But he's not making any money. It's just breaking even. And so how does that work? Well, it works when he goes to sell the building after 5 years. So it appreciates 10% a year times 5 years, so roughly 50-55% profit on his investment. It's a great way to go. But if you have squatters and they drive the tenants away, you've got nothing except a liability. So who's going to pay for it? The landlord probably can't afford to pay for it. So then the landlord's in default. His credit rating goes to trash. So it's going to spread like wildfire. Who's going to want to be a landlord in this environment? So then where are honest, hardworking people going to go? They've been displaced by the squatters. Don't believe a word I say, class. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. But here's another thing about... Let's talk about this eightplex a little bit more. So let's say you're a tenant in the eightplex and there's a parking lot. With a parking lot, you've got people coming and going at all hours of day and night. There's a great potential for somebody backing in or crashing into your vehicle. Guests, people making wrong turns into the parking lot. So a lot of potential for your car to be damaged. Then here's what happened. Mrs. Finelli and I moved to a new area, and we decided we would rent just to figure out if we liked the area before we bought a house. So we rented in something like one of these eightplexes I'm talking about. Came back from shopping, getting food, and it was getting dark, and we saw smoke. And there was fire in one of the units in the same building with an inside entrance. So I leaned on the horn. This is like 40 years ago, 40 years ago. I leaned on the horn to wake everybody up to get them out while we tried to get somebody to use a landline to call the fire department. So you could have some moron in the apartment building that you're in, an eightplex or fourplex, whatever it is, can get you homeless by doing something stupid. So what really was the cause of this fire? Well, one of the tenants had a fish tank and put the wrong size bulb in the fish tank, and it burned through the plastic hood and set the plastic hood on fire, and then it was the curtains, the rug, the furniture, and then pretty soon the apartment was on fire because somebody put the wrong size light bulb in. Is that possible that that could happen today? Of course. So the bottom line is you do not want to be held hostage by your living conditions. Squatters, fires, car collisions in the parking lot, the generally dumb public who could be your neighbors. And then in an eightplex, how many electric meters do you think are in an eightplex? At least eight. At least eight. Maybe nine. The ninth would be for the utility room. But eight for each unit. That means you have eight times the 5G radio frequency emissions. And where do they put those? Well, do they scatter the electric meters around the building? No, they put them all together. So when we used to have meter readers, the meter reader could go and read all the meters from standing in one place. So they don't scatter them around the building, so everybody gets electromagnetic radiation from their electric meters. One guy gets most of it because it's right outside his apartment. So if you're wondering why you should absolutely, positively not have be a tenant, those are just a few of the reasons. So you got to get out of Dodge. You have to get out of Dodge. You have to buy your own place, and you have to have a minimum of 40 acres, 40, to be somewhat self-sufficient. Rich?
Well, I'll tell you, if you can't afford 40, even 5 or 10 is better than living in a subdivision or in an apartment complex. You mentioned a few things. First of all, I want to mention the fact that I remember offering you all an article about Dr. Anna Mahalsha. If you've been vaccinated and you're around 5G and any of these, radiation-type stuff, you are even subjected to brainwashing, to having your thinking compromised. Now, you also mentioned about the political hostages regarding January 6th. We have given proof this is a Fed insurrection. The January 6th committee is illegal because it didn't have true Republicans on it. Now, let me give you an example of where how the powers that be do not want you to own a home. So we're talking about squatters. We live in a copy and paste fraudulent society owned by the Democrat Party and the Rhino Republicans and the institutions, governments and organizations and big corporations who have sold you out. So here's a great example of shifting gears to government squatters. There's a poor lady in Arizona. She's like 70 years old. She's been an Arizona native, a horse trainer. I'm looking at the article. Again, I want to make sure people know when I say something, I've got proof and evidence backing up everything I say. So this poor lady is going to lose her whole house, her whole life savings, because she has an unpaid bill of $1,607 of property tax. People, they don't want you to be independent. They don't want you to be self-sufficient. They don't want you to own property. They don't want you to live. They want to eliminate your ability to survive. So, like we've been saying, whether it be a house or especially in an apartment complex, if people see that people can successfully squat in like 5 states, it's happened already. What do you think this copy and paste fraudulent society is going to do when they see it happening in people who own a home versus all these people who have apartment complexes? I guarantee you it's going to start happening in droves because they have all, look, they have to, they're bringing in tens of millions of illegal immigrants into this country, unvetted. Army National Guard flyer, guaranteed citizenship if you join the military. If you can't see what's happening right now, folks, Senate Dems, the Democrat Party, literally unanimously voted against the spending package amendment to stop the Biden administration from using taxpayer dollars to fly illegals into America. Elon Musk calls this insane. The rest of us, we call it treason. People, rent's going to be more expensive. Land's going to be more expensive if you can find it. Houses are going to be more.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Rich is with us. What an awful news day, right? Rich, you and I were talking privately about getting out of Dodge and what it takes. And you asked me a question about how much it costs to live. Is that something that you wanted to talk about today?
Let me just continue on. Let's make time for it at the end of the program. I just want to continue on. People need to know what's happening legislatively and how the powers that be are not in anyone's camp. Because you're not going to have any control over your own destiny. The powers that be, Vince, all commerce is going to be controlled with favors, graft, snitching, tattletales, and desperation. There's not going to be any merit. So everything about food, clean water, medication, anything to do with prosperity will be traded for your survival. And what's really important here, folks, is that if we don't have a platform anymore, there's not going to be anyone left to have the courage to be hated for telling the truth. You're just going to get all propaganda, lies, gaslighting, hoaxes, and false flags. I have an article here basically saying that the AFL, which is America First Legal, has revealed just the other day that Joe Biden was paying radical foreign operatives to target American websites like the Gateway Pundit. So what they do is not just censor, but they smear us. And they put people in your communities. It's not just a national thing. They put people in your communities to basically trash you, talk trash. So you cannot believe anything anymore because that's how they do it. And Nancy Pelosi got caught, and I've mentioned this several times on the air, on a hot mic talking about how they smear their enemies. Even in Idaho, And Vince, I mentioned this to you the other day in private, and I know you were shaking your head on the other side. Idaho has literally banned diversity statements across the state government. So they signed a bill to ensure Idahoans are hired or accepted into either college or work based on merit and hard work. I mean, you can't even, we have to have legislation now for something that logical and common sense? I mean, already half of Americans read below the sixth grade reading level. And that's an article that I talked about also. So we have to think outside the box. We have to act outside the box. That's the only way to survive. I mean, credit card fees under Joe Biden has surged 30%. Pawn shops, their inventories are exploding because people are losing everything, and they're just looking to pay for food. And then you get Joe Biden spending $60 million more for Ukraine and zero for our border disaster. Do you know under Joe Biden, the purchasing power of our dollar is down 16%? 16%. And they want everybody off fossil fuels, which only contributes to 4% of the world's energy provided with wind and solar. People, if you don't act, if you don't get out of Dodge, if you don't get away from, stop renting, and I know it, and this is why you got to get together with friends and family, buy a little piece of land, look, get away from HOAs, get as rural as you can, and diversify. Get people with different skill sets. Maybe one person who has a job working out of the home on the computer to bring in cash flow. Think outside the box, Vince. You tell me. I'll tell you what. Let's go to your. I asked Vince, folks, a question when we talk privately once in a while. If you were out of debt and you had a piece of land, now, there's a lot of variables, and I'm being vague for a reason. And I'm sure Vince is going to talk about more specifics and criteria when he answers this question. But I asked Vince, how much money do you need on a monthly basis to survive, assuming you're out of debt, you can grow or raise some food, you have certain 19th century skill sets, you have certain disciplines to live below your means and know the fine line between needs and wants. And I asked him, how much money would an average person need to survive per month in that situation? I hear music coming up, so Vince is going to have to answer this on the other side. So Vince, take off.
Yeah.
Break.
Well, this ought to be quite interesting, class. And I'm going to give you the number. And I think you're going to be quite surprised. We'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. A massive response is underway after a bridge collapse in Baltimore with cars in the water. Dave Collins. has the update.
The U.S. Coast Guard, Baltimore Fire and Police, and a number of other state agencies are responding after a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The incident is being treated as a mass casualty event. The Maryland Transportation Authority says all lanes are closed in both directions. I'm Dave Collins.
Earlier plans to host a delegation from Israel in Washington are now on ice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called off the visit in protest of a new U.S.-backed resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza. A statement from Netanyahu's office said the United States' decision harms attempts to free hostages. The resolution that passed Monday at the UN calls for a ceasefire through the rest of Ramadan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Watch it.
No, there's something else.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot...
Why can't I've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
DC's...
For
2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Just a very quick comment. Class, Francis Scott Key was born in 1779. He was a lawyer, an American lawyer, he was an author, he was a poet, and he was from Frederick, Maryland. And he is the guy who wrote the text of the United States National Anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner. I'm not particularly fond of the words of the Star-Spangled Banner. I think America the Beautiful would be much better as a national anthem. But that being said, that happens to be my opinion. But this bridge collapse is like sinking the national anthem. It's like sinking the Statue of Liberty. I don't know if other broadcasts are going to mention anything like that, but I just wanted to say that. So Rich asked me a question off air, and the question was, so how much does it take? How much funds, money, if you will, does it cost to do the kind of things we do? And I gave him an annual number, and the number was $17,000. So it is possible for you to live, or a person to live, on $17,000 a year if you do a bunch of things. And those things are, you have to have the land free and clear, no debt. You have to have your car free and clear. You have to be able to maintain, let's call it a truck. And I'm thinking an older pickup truck, one that, you know, you can repair yourself, one that you don't have to drive to the dealer or have towed to the dealer. You'll have to have, and so how much does it cost to do all these things that I'm going to talk about? Somewhere between $350,000 and $500,000. It's going to take that amount of investment to get the things that you're going to need free and clear to live on $17,000 a year. So what I'm talking about is the $350,000 to $500,000 is needed to buy the land. We'll say 40 acres at $4,000 an acre. That's $160,000. Then you're going to need to build a house, and you can build one for $100,000. Now, it's not going to be the Taj Mahal, but it can be sturdy and durable and certainly livable. And then you're going to need about $40,000 for a barn. You're going to want a pond for fish, for stocking fish. That's going to be another $5,000. It's not going to cost much for the fish. That's only $100. But then you're going to want to buy a tractor. Now, I'm talking about buying very, very carefully and frugally, right, with all of these purchases. A tractor's going to cost about $15,000. And then you're going to want some implements. That's another $10,000. These are used tractors, used implements. Then you're going to want to put in an outdoor wood furnace. That's another $10,000. And then you're going to need a solar system. That's another $20,000. You're going to need a water well, $10,000. You need a septic system for $5,000. You're going to need some animals. Start with some animals, whether they be goats or cows or sheep. We're talking about another $10,000 there. And that truck, you're going to be able to buy it for about $10,000. You can need a generator. You can get a used generator that'll work for about $1,000. And then you can need spare parts for $5,000. You need food storage. That's $5,000. You need some appliances. Now, when we talk about appliances, we're not talking about LG and Samsung. We're talking about used Whirlpool appliances that are durable. And that's another $5,000. You need a propane tank. You're going to need tools, wrenches, sockets, screwdrivers, pliers, hammers. You need saws. You need pry bars. You're going to need a table saw, a radial arm saw. You're going to need a chainsaw, drills, drill bits, chains to haul things, haul the wood that's fallen from the trees. You need canning equipment. You're going to need defense equipment. You're going to need communications. You're going to need repair manuals. You're going to need propane in the propane tank, and you're going to need diesel fuel in the diesel tank. And you probably need that truck to be diesel. So those are just a few of the things. Now you're going to have the skills to do all of the things that are going to need to be built, and you're going to need the skills to repair all of the things that break. You're going to need fencing. Fencing's darn expensive. You might spend $20,000 on fencing if you don't have it. And then you're going to need to have a location that is very low in real estate taxes. Okay, because the taxes are going to go up. And like Rich talked about, you can be taxed out of your home if you can't meet your real estate taxes. They'll sell your farm on the courthouse steps. And what used to be uncommon, like the neighbors would not buy your farm. Now there are plenty of people who will be delighted to kick you out of your farm at the courthouse steps. So you need to know about a lot of things, and you need to have a garden. You need to grow a lot of your own food. And if the supply chain breaks more than it's already broken, you're going to be out of luck. So you're going to have to can. You're going to have the mason jars. You're going to have the pressure canner. You're going to have a propane stove because, heck, yesterday there were massive power outages in the United States and the day before. So there's a thing called random walk. We've talked about this a couple times. Random walk is a theory, an economic theory that's taught in in finance and economics classes about everything's going fine, and something happens. And one of those things that happened was President Reagan got shot. And it looked like the stock market was going to collapse. I mean, people panicked when President Reagan was shot because some deranged guy decided to take a pot shot at Ronald Reagan. So I'm not suggesting that these are all good things. I'm saying that you don't know all the things that can happen, and you don't know if they would happen or when they would happen. So yesterday, we were thinking that, you know, we weren't even thinking about the Francis Scott Key Bridge in the Baltimore Harbor. It was not on anybody's vision or radar. Today, it's a big deal. A lot of people are impacted. You know, when we fought World War II, we needed a couple cities on the East Coast because they were able to make the things that were the products of war that were enabled us to keep our freedom in World War II. And one of those places was Baltimore. Baltimore. Manufacturing hub. I mean, we've got Ohio, we've got Michigan, we've got a bunch of states that used to be in the manufacturing sector. Not so much anymore. We've outsourced that to China and Mexico and Sri Lanka and Bangladesh and Taiwan. And the bottom line is, as Rich has been saying, you absolutely, positively should consider getting out of Dodge yesterday. It's getting late. It's really getting late. So Bam and I returned a buggy. I told Rich yesterday that we returned a Lime buggy, L-I-M-E, buggy. This thing is huge. You know, it's not a little wagon. This thing weighs thousands and thousands of pounds. It holds tons and tons of lime, and you need a 100-horsepower tractor to pull it at 2 miles an hour across the field. And that's what I did Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's what I was working on nonstop. And we spread 200,000 pounds of lime to keep our fields growing. Well, when we returned the buggy, there was we returned it to a lot, and there were a whole bunch of tractors for sale in that lot. And there was one caught my eye. It was a John Deere. And it was about, between 50 and 70 horsepower. I thought, wow, that's kind of neat. I wonder what that costs. So I went to talk to the owner of this machinery company, this tractor sales lot. It's a lot of new equipment, you know, millions and millions of dollars worth of inventory. So it's not some little shop. And I said to the owner, I said, can you help me understand what's happening to the American farmer? Here's what's happening. The average size of a farm in Missouri is about 250 acres. We're right there. We're at 241. So we have an average size farm. Well, we used to. Now what's happening is the farmers can't handle it. The young people don't want to be farmers. You know, the sons and daughters of guys my age don't want to be farmers. Our son does, but most don't. So the farms are being sold and cut up into 5, 10, 20, 40-acre parcels. So the tractors that you used to need, like a 100-horsepower tractor, they're being replaced with new tractors that are 20, 30, 40 horsepower because the farms are getting smaller. And you don't need a big tractor for a small farm. That is the leading indicator of what's happening. So the equipment manufacturers like Massey Ferguson, John Deere, and Ford, New Holland, they figured this out. So they're making smaller tractors for smaller farms. I got to tell you that the smaller farms, according to this tractor dealer, that's like one or two cows. One or two cows. You can't have cattle with one cow. You need at least two. And you have to have a male and female to raise calves. So to make more cows, you need to have a male and female, and you can't do it with one cow on a 5-acre farm. And how much land does it take to have a cow? About 4 acres. So you can't have two cows on 5 acres. We're in a lot of trouble, class, and so people who think they're moving out to the country and they're going to be self-sufficient on 5 acres, that's a wish. You need 40. Now, Rich talked about it. You're certainly better off with 5 than being a 5-acre farmette. Than being trapped in an apartment building, no question about it. Or 5 acres versus being in the suburbs with a third of an acre, half of an acre, or maybe even a whole acre. You're way better with 5 acres. But to be somewhat self-sufficient, you need 40. You need 40 acres, which is half woods and half open. So you can raise some animals and have enough falling down limbs and dying trees to heat with wood. So you don't have to be controlled by the gas company and the electric company. And And the most amazing thing to me is we have more states now joining this ban on internal combustion engines. So it started with California. Now it's Rhode Island, joined by Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, and Washington. They've all said 2035. That's it. No more gasoline-powered, diesel-powered vehicles. We don't have enough electricity to support what we currently have. We're in a lot of trouble, class, and you got to get out of Dodge, in my opinion. That is my opinion. Rich?
Yeah, well, like I just mentioned in the article, when you look at wind and solar, that only powers 4% of the world. Now, I want to put a little tangent on what Vince just said. I have personally visited 200 off-grid properties, approximately. Everyone does it different. So with all the criteria and variables that Vince mentioned, is it all relevant? Absolutely. But you can put different ratios, different skill sets, different emphasis, depending on your capital resources, your connections with other people and their skill sets. For example, Vince talked about fencing. I love cattle panel fencing. If they're 16 feet long, they keep my guard dogs in, they keep my goats in, basically any animal I want they can keep in. But it's also purposeful for a lot of things besides fencing. One is I built a greenhouse with it. I basically put in a ridge pole. I put two 16-foot cattle panels, just a little wire, because wire has memory, doesn't take much, and I connected them to the ground with rebar. You can use metal T-posts, and then I overlapped them on top of the ridge pole. And then I put UV-treated plastic, and bing, bang, boom, I had a 40-foot greenhouse for $500. So it's a lot about thinking outside the box. And Vince talked about a tractor. You know what my tractor is, folks? A pitchfork. Rich's tractor is a pitchfork. And I'm telling you right now, with what's coming, you better have skill set. And after this break, I'm going to give you a couple of articles that prove what I'm about to say, because you're going to be used to words like communism, Nazism, totalitarianism, authoritarianism, fascism, dictatorships. You're going to see such a total consolidation of power, money, control, where your children and grandchildren will have no chance for a future unless you become at least semi-self-sufficient and think and live outside the box and have the discipline.
We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
I want to mention calls are coming in. Campers are here at the farm. If you want to see what this is like, what Rich and I are talking about, if you want to see what nature's like and what it would be like if you bought a farm, a great way to do it is come to our farm. And you can stay with us as a camper. And you might get a chance to meet me. And the website is Natural Farms LC, as in limited corporation. Not LLC, LC. NaturalFarmsLC.com. And that'll take you to Hip Camp, and you can place your reservation and see what this is like. Rich mentioned cattle panels. Cattle panels are fabulous. And we keep about 30 of them in stock, 30. And as Rich said, about 16 feet long. You can make greenhouses out of them. You can make garden fence, garden perimeter fences out of them, dog pens out of them, bottle calf and goat pens out of them. You know, every once in a while, a mama cow can't feed her calf, and the calf becomes a bottle calf. We take a few cattle panels, make a pen, put it with some overhead protection, you know, under a roof overhang, and that's what we do. And they're great to have. So you're going to want them, add them to your list of things to buy when you decide to buy your new farm. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. All right, folks, I want to mention some of the things that's going to be happening here. As you probably know, this audience probably knows that Biden passed $1.2 trillion spending bill with over 1,000 pages. And some of the things on there now are a federal gun grab operations to keep firearms out of the hands of the people. Even though judges have announced that illegals can have guns and they can vote, this is total tyranny. Everything is lawless in America. So they stuck this federal red flag center into the bill. This is what's happening. And why is the U.S. recalling military retirees? Why is Elon Musk publicly saying that if we don't have a red wave in November, America is doomed? Look, folks, the rigging of the elections by the Democrats, by the treasonous sellout party, is openly admitted. They said they're going to use illegal immigrants, whether it be for voting, whether it be to use them in the census, which I've gone over that in detail. Mail-in ballots, drop boxes. They don't care about government ID, even though they're giving illegal aliens official government ID for voting. People, we got to wake up. We got to speak up. And if you speak up, they're arresting you. I'm looking at an article right here. Michigan lawyer Stephanie Lambert has been arrested by U.S. Marshals. U.S. Marshals are protecting 24/7 Anthony Fauci, just so you know. So they arrested her in D.C. following a court appearance after submitting evidence of numerous crimes regarding election fraud. There's a sheriff. His name is Dar Leaf. And basically, he is conducting a congressional investigation into foreign interference in the 2020 election. See, when you show up with evidence, people, this is what happens to you. There's so much evidence of election fraud and foreign interference. I, little old me, has given over 1,000 pieces of evidence just about the 2020 election. Here's a little more. Leading Wisconsin Democrat Kimberly Zapata found guilty on all counts against her in voter fraud scheme involving military ballots. You can't make this stuff up. Michigan man sues to see election records after his Freedom of Information requests were denied. Look, Elon Musk, I appreciate what he's doing, and he's done some good things. But we can't get a red wave if the whole system is rigged. We have zero voter integrity. You talk about betraying the trust of the people and corrupting your profession. It is done. It's woke. It's corrupt. It's a scam. It's lawless. It's bad. Vince, your comment on what I just said.
Well, I've been saying, and we've been saying that the leadership is broken. You can't plan with the administration changing the game between morning and afternoon. People don't know what to do. So you're right. We are in a lawless situation. Nobody believes anything anybody who's paying attention doesn't believe anything. Okay? So that means that we don't believe corporations. They lie. Government entities lie. NGOs lie. It's really hard to find the truth. Rich, you and I were talking privately about this, and this is something that I wanted to mention. So, class, we had a really wonderful exhibitor at our Get Prepared Expo, and this company was selling cheese in cans. And so I introduced myself to all the exhibitors. Rich was there. And I went over to this gal. She left her family for, you know, the weekend to come spend time with us, a young family. And I said to this gal, she had her name tag, and it looked like it could be Polish. And I said, "Are you Polish?" And she said, and she smiled and laughed, and she said, "Polish by injection." I want you to think about that. She's Polish by injection. And think about what happens with the jab and marital relations and passing the jab through bodily fluids. Think about that with your children. Rich, thank you very much.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.